Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey everybody, welcome to my favorite new party pad on Smedberg Lake in Yosemite National Park, right alongside the Pacific Coast Trail for the people who actually have to follow the trail. Anywho, figured now would be a great time to talk about the geopolitics of everyone's favorite party favor, guacamole. We're having a problem with avocados. It seems that the Mexican cartels are starting to run protection rackets. It's worse than it sounds. There are two groups that are doing most of the work and inhibiting production. The first one are the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, who, if you remember from previous works, are, there's some bad characters. Their leader is a guy by the name of El Mencho, who basically believes that the first thing any cartel that's self-respecting should do is go into town, walk right into the police office in broad daylight, and kill a few people. As a result, this violence-first approach doesn't make it very easy for someone to ally with them, but it does make everybody pretty scared of them. And the growers of avocados have had to form self-protection forces in an attempt to fend them off. The second group is, let's see if I can get this name right, La Nueva Familia Michoacán, the new Michoacán family. Michoacán is the state where most of the avocados in Mexico come from. Anyway, they are a relatively new arrival, but they are definitely allied with the Sinaloa cartel, who are the primary competitors to Jalisco New Generation nationally. The deciding factor about the Sinaloa alliance is significantly different. It's not that they're any less violent. They just use violence as a means to an end rather than just as an end to themselves. As a result, they have a real fondness for going out and diversifying their operations, basically trying to get into anything that allows them to launder money and agriculture, especially things that are shipped in raw form to the United States, like avocados, fits the bill. So you've basically got a group that's hyper-violent and is just looking for cash versus a group that is a little bit more selective with their violence. They're the nicest mass murderers and drug runners you could ever meet.
Ugh.
But they prefer a more corporatist approach that is more, what's the word I'm looking for, corrosive to the economy. And these are the two choices that the locals have to deal with, ergo the self-protection forces. Anyway, you should not expect this to get better anytime soon. In fact, you should expect it to get worse. You can make the argument that a few years ago, Americans had the opportunity to quit cocaine and destroy the cartels. But now that they've diversified into really any sort of illegal operations, especially if it's cash heavy, it's probably too late for that. I mean, don't get me wrong. You should still not take cocaine. That's at least half of their revenues. But we're now in a situation where something like a 10th to 15% of the tequilerias in Mexico are paying protection money to one of the cartels. The biggest thing I can underline here is that while I've mentioned the two big alliances, remember La Familia, there are a lot of local cartels now that are part of these broad umbrellas. And because of that, we now have local groups doing shakedowns of everyone and everything for everything. And because of that, it is probably to start looking to North Carolina for your avocados, which definitely means you're not going to be getting them all year round. They don't travel well. I don't have any here.